Well, I wonder where you find true rest. Not the kind of rest where you feel so exhausted after a long day that you sit down on the couch and scroll through social media or flick through all the television channels for hours on end and end up feeling even more drained. I mean real rest. Rest that renewals, refuels, recharges. True rest isn't just about stopping activities, but it's also about restoration, about inner peace for our souls. And so today we launch our January series called The Rest of the Year. How do we begin 2025 with a good rhythm, good patterns that allow us to truly rest and to be restored in Jesus? I'm sure many of us get to Christmas time and feel a little bit like we're running on empty. The weight of responsibilities, expectations, maybe the disappointments of the year leave us feeling exhausted. Maybe the routines of life or the demands of faith have become a little more burdensome than they usually do. But today's scripture, it grounds our series and it invites us to something different, a life of rest, of freedom, of grace in Jesus. Jesus' words here are like a lifeline for people that are weary, a beautiful invitation to himself where we can recover ourselves and learn to live lightly. Matthew 11:28-30 says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." This scripture may be familiar to many of you, where Jesus says, "Come, bring what you have and lay it down." The Message paraphrase puts these words beautifully and asks us, are we tired, worn out, burnt out on religion? Jesus says, "Come to me, get away with me and you recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly." See, the first part of Jesus' message here is simple yet profound for us. He says, "Come to me." He doesn't say, "Fix yourself and then come." He doesn't say, "Earn your way to me." He calls us just as we are, tired, worn out, burnt out. Jesus' invitation is deeply personal to each one of us. It's not about coming to a religion, to a ritual, to a set of rules. It's about coming to him. And this is the heart of the gospel, God reaching out to his people in love, offering relationship instead of religion. So today, are you weary? Are you burnt out? Maybe it's the fatigue of trying to live up to other people's expectations, the weight of failure, just the relentlessness of life's demands. And Jesus says, "Come to me. Come to me and I will give you rest." And Jesus welcomes everyone who responds to him. Those who welcome the Son, who recognize their own need. It says in verse 27, even before this, the Son will reveal the Father. All we have to do when we're feeling burnt out, when we're feeling heavy, is to come to him. Jesus promises, "Get away with me and you'll recover your life." This is not just about physical rest, though that's an important thing. It's about a deeper kind of restoration because Jesus wants to heal our hearts, to renew our minds, to restore our sense of purpose. We live in a world that glorifies busyness and we've all been guilty of this at some point. Rest often feels like it's a luxury or can be even seen as a sign of weakness. But Jesus turns this thinking upside down because he says true rest is not just stopping, it's living in alignment with God's purpose and God's presence in our lives. This word weary that's found in the original language, it represents fatigue from both the physical but also spiritual exertion. Burnt out represents the weight of a heavy load, that is of animals or humans attached to a yoke. Animals pull heavy loads and humans who put a yoke across their shoulders to distribute and evenly bear the weight of the load. So this contrast with my yoke is this wooden beam put across the shoulders of an individual, and Jesus invites us to take his yoke upon us instead. It's not that it doesn't exist, but he shows us how to carry it. And I wonder what areas of your life feel broken or depleted. Today, Jesus is inviting you to bring them to him. He's not overwhelmed by the need. He's the one who can restore what has been lost. He's the one that can help carry it with us. Jesus moves on to say that we should learn the unforced rhythms of grace. What a beautiful phrase. Grace is not something that we strive for. It's this gift that we receive. It's the opposite, in fact, of striving, of perfectionism, of legalism. Learning the unforced rhythms of grace means letting go of our need to control, to embrace our trust in Jesus instead. It's recognizing that we don't have to earn or prove anything. Grace is unearned, it's undeserved, it's unlimited. And we're encouraged to walk in these unforced rhythms of grace. How do we learn these rhythms? Well, we do that by walking with Jesus and working with him, as the passage says. It speaks to this daily, moment-by-moment, minute-by-minute relationship. It's about inviting him to every aspect of our lives, from our work, our rest, the things that bring us joy, the things that make us struggle. I want to encourage you today, as we kick off 2025, to step back into the rhythms that may have been lost. Figure out those ways that connect you deeply with Jesus and those ways that feel right, unforced ways of walking with him. Maybe that's spending time in silence or solitude. I know for me, certainly this comes in nature when I'm at the beach or when I'm walking. Build those things into your life. Keep coming back to them, because as we do, we begin living freely and lightly. And this is where Jesus' invitation to us concludes. Jesus invites us to live freely and lightly. He says, "Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly." Surely that is something that we are all longing for. A life that isn't burdened by fear, guilt, endless striving. Obedience to this call to walk in his unforced rhythms of grace would result in rest for people's soul. You know, walking freely and lightly doesn't mean that we don't carry those challenging times. It doesn't mean that we don't walk through them. But Jesus is there saying, "I'll do the heavy lifting. I will walk alongside you. Pick up my yoke, because it's free and easy." If your life today feels anything but free and light, maybe it's time to examine what you're carrying and who you're carrying them with. Are you holding on to burdens that Jesus didn't intend for you to bear? Are you striving for things that he's already provided for you through his grace? See, the burdened and weary only need to turn to him and to take his yoke upon them to receive this long-awaited rest. Today, Jesus' invitation is open to each one of us. "Come to me," he says. "Get away with me. Walk with me." It's our invitation at the beginning of 2025 to trade our exhaustion for his rest, our striving for his grace, our burdens for his lightness. And so today, will you accept this invitation that Jesus gives? Will you let Jesus teach you how to live in the unforced rhythms of grace? As we close this morning, take a moment to reflect. What do you need to bring to Jesus today? What burdens do you need to lay down? Let his words wash over you. "I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly."